Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of Crash Bang's Workshop. We're your hosts, Aaron
and Crash Bang,
and we're here to answer your photography questions. With a World of Warcraft flair to them, of course. Crash, what are you doing?
Why, practicing my martial arts, of course. No monks are the way to go in Missa Pandaria, that's for certain.
Really? Because it looks like you're just wiggling your fingers and saying woo over and over again.
Well, they do have a healing spec. Don't all healers stand in the back and wiggle their fingers?
Well, there's more to it than just that. Paladins have to cast judgment every now and then. Hey, I thought you were dead set on being a gnome paladin.
Yes, I know. But we're about to get our fourth expansion, and Blizz is still not returning my phone calls about that. Monks can tank, heal, and do up-close and personal DPS. Megatork's beard, if you just gave them some plate armor, they would be paladins.
Now, you know, that's funny, because when you were playing the beta, all I saw you doing was hitting roll over and over again.
Like a nitro boost that never malfunctions! I never felt so free.
Right. And you don't mind having to trade out your painstakingly acquired recolored paladin tier 2 transmog set?
I've been thinking of taking up leatherworking. Working or skinnable, right?
Not since 4.0 hit.
Oh, poo.
How about we move on to this episode's question?
I guess we should. Akari asks, okay, I got a question for ya. What's the best way to store a camera when traveling? I ask because my mate has a tendency to break his cams when he goes on holiday. Any tips?
This sounds familiar. Didn't we get a question like this from Hastur a while back?
It's similar, yes. Enough that it's getting the same short answer, but all the details are different. Hastur wasn't asking about keeping his camera from being broken.
Ah, yes, you have a point.
I have something just for this question. I need to go get it. You stay here and answer it while I go and do this, and I'll be right back.
Okay. That's troublesome. Well, Akari, Crash and I are both certain that the best advice for packing a camera is don't do it. Chances are your friend will see plenty of things while en route to his destination that he'll love to photograph, but he won't be able to get his camera out in time if it's shoved in a pack somewhere. Once the camera's out, he should make sure its strap is wrapped securely around his wrist. Most damage I've seen done to cameras has been from dropping them. It might feel silly at first, but it's a valid safety precaution. Think of it as a weapon chain for your camera to make sure you don't get disarmed.
Almost ready. Keep talking.
Many people take trips with more than one camera. I have my good, expensive, high-quality Nikon, but I also have a less expensive point-and-click camera as well as the one built into my phone. I don't always need my best camera out, and there's times a smaller camera is more convenient. So when I'm packing my Nikon, I keep it in an old padded camera bag. If you don't have one, or the amount of luggage you're allowed to take with you is limited, pack it in a suitcase surrounded with all of your clothes to help cushion any impacts. I'd only do this for carry-on luggage, though, as you have no idea how hard an impact your suitcase might encounter. I could only imagine how heartbroken I would be if my Nikon got damaged in any little way.
All right, here it is!
A companion cube?
No, silly. I only made it up to look like a companion cube. This is a stasis box. Here, let me use your Nikon to demonstrate.
Crash, I'd really rather you
See,
didn't...
See, you open it up here, and anything placed inside is instantly frozen in time. Any attempt to knock it, scratch it, dent it, shoot it, irradiate it, transmogrify it, eat it, detonate it, or remove it just won't work. It's completely impervious to everything.
Wow, that's rather ingenious. So, how do you get the camera back out?
Weren't you paying attention? Once it's in, it's safe. If it was possible to remove it, it might get stolen.
Crash, you just took the best and most expensive camera I've ever owned and made sure I would never be able to use it again.
Oh, it's not impervious forever. Don't worry about it.
Oh, really? So, when do I get my camera back?
The volatile fire powering it should be used up in about 314.15 years, give or take a month.
You know, I think I'm going to help you become a gnome monk.
Really? That's particularly nice of you, all things considered.
Yeah. To start, I'm going to help you perfect your ability to roll. Mind you, it might hurt an awful lot, but that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Oh dear.
But first, let's wrap up the show. If you have a question for Crash Bang, you can send it in to his Twitter account at crashbang_g. Of course, you can also go to the show's website, aaronbsmith.com/crashbang. In addition to submitting questions there, you will find links to subscribe to the show, previous episodes, and links to our various other projects. Until next time, this is Aaron and Crash Bang reminding you to keep your camera at the ready and away from anything resembling a companion cube.
You've been listening to the Crash Bangs Workshop Podcast. Music for the show has been provided by Kevin McLeod. Find these tracks and more at incompetech.com. This show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Share and remix it all you like, but be sure to give credit where credit is due, and don't make money off of it, or a raid group full of gnomish lawyers will track you down. And no one wants that.